Media outlets in Russia are also reflecting anti-Western feelings these days. From Moscow, the BBC's Steve Rosenberg says that includes giving the West the finger, literally.
I've been covering Russia for many years, and I've never seen a front page of a newspaper like the one I saw yesterday. It was absolutely incredible. It was in a tabloid called Your Day, and it showed, yes, someone giving the middle finger, the idea being that Russia was showing the middle finger to the West. And the little headline at the bottom said that for the first time in many years, Russia has shown the West that it's not going to be bullied, it's not going to be pushed around. And I think, to a large extent, this is the bottom line here. For many years, Russia has grown increasingly irritated. It's seen NATO expand up to Russia's eastern borders. It's seen former Soviet states, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, become members of NATO. So I think Moscow has felt that it had to draw a line in the sand, and that it was really making a stance, proving a point with what it's doing in the Caucasus.
Let's go down a short list of some of the other kind of reactions in Russian media to what the West is saying. On the front page of the Russian paper Izvestia, there's a picture of a beefsteak cut in the shape of the Russian Federation. What's the media suggesting there?
The whole idea of this picture of Russia in the shape of a beefsteak was that Russia would be able to feed itself. In fact, the headline of that newspaper was, Russia can feed 33 billion people itself. So you get a sense there of the determination of this country, even if Europe was to cut down on exports of food products to Russia as an economic sanction. The Russians aren't worried. Having said that, there is some concern that sanctions could bite. One newspaper, Nezavisimaya Gazeta, said that it could stop the expansion of Russian companies, for example, in the West, or it could jeopardize some joint pipeline projects between Russia and the West. One newspaper, Moskovsky Komsomolets, said the only thing that would bother Russia, really, is if Europe stopped issuing visas to Russian officials and the Russian elite. Because, of course, rich Russians like travelling to Europe. They like going to ski resorts in France, the paper says. And if the EU cut down on visas, then that would hit the Russian elite quite hard. No one in Europe has suggested that this would happen. But on Monday, European Union leaders will meet at a summit to try to discuss what they can do. And I think the Russians are pretty confident that nothing much will actually come out of that summit.
And what's your sense, Steve, there in Moscow with all these with all this bluster in the media? I mean, is it bluster, or does the entire Russian nation feel that the West really is irrelevant in their affairs?
You know, Russia has become such a rich country over the last few years, thanks to the massive windfall from oil and gas. And that's given it the confidence to flex its muscles. That's convinced many people in this country that, in fact, the West needs Russia more than Russia needs the West. And that's a complete reversal from the situation we saw, you know, after the collapse of the Soviet Union. You know, back then, 1991, 1992, Russia was an impoverished country. The country was on its knees. The country was existing on financial handouts from the West. America was sending humanitarian aid to Russia in the shape of cheap chicken legs. And that, for Russia, was a symbol of its humiliation. It was the symbol of the loss of its empire. Now that Russia is doing much better, it's earning a lot of money. Wherever you look, if you look on the television or if you chat to Russians here, they demand respect from the outside world. They believe that their country remains a superpower. It's certainly an energy superpower. And they want the West to respect it.
I suppose it's just a matter of time before we see some chicken legs fashioned in some cheeky way on a tabloid in Moscow.
Oh, I think we've seen chicken legs on front pages of tabloids. And you often hear people referring to noshki busha, which means bush legs. That's how they were referred to. Bush Senior, of course, in the early 90s. And it's amazing how that made an imprint on the Russian psyche. And, Russians really bottomed out then. Now they're determined that they're going to bounce back as a power that the rest of the world will respect.
The BBC's World Affairs correspondent Steve Rosenberg speaking to us from Moscow. Thanks very much, Steve.
You're welcome.